to Capitol Hill now. We've all heard the threat from Senate Democrats to filibuster the nomination of Neil Gorsuch to be a Supreme Court justice. And we've heard that Republicans, in turn, are vowing to invoke what's called the nuclear option, essentially changing the filibuster rule possibly for all time, and meaning that the Democrats can't filibuster Gorsuch's nomination. But it's much bigger than Gorsuch. It's bigger even than the Supreme Court. It's all about the Senate rules, and those are a very, very big deal. Here to explain is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
This is major history, and first of all, explain how the filibuster works and why it's so important to especially the older senators who are there.
Sure. And the filibuster is really important to the whole country. And it's times like this when they figure out why. If you feel like going into the standing rules of the Senate, dusting it off and cracking Rule 22, you'll see what I mean. Or I can just explain it. Look, it's pretty simple. To do most things in the Senate, you need 60 votes. That is usually used to mean you need some form of consensus in the Senate to get most big things done. It's not like the House where you just need a bare majority of one extra vote, right? That's how the Senate was designed. And that's the case on judicial nominees, most of them as well. Now, back in 2013, Democrats changed one part of the filibuster, and you don't need 60 votes anymore for most federal judgeships. The Supreme Court, John, was not involved in that. They left that out because Supreme Court justices are so important, such a big deal, appointed for life, and they still wanted to preserve the need for consensus on those. The nuclear option now would simply mean using 51 Republican votes to change the rules here, getting rid of the tradition of consensus on big legislation and big nominees and Supreme Court justices, and instead saying that Republicans can approve Neil Gorsuch here, get around a Democratic filibuster and approve him with just 51 votes.
So let's underscore the original change in the rules about judicial nominees that weren't Supreme Court appointments was a kind of a Band-Aid. It was something to deal with a huge backlog and a gridlock in the Senate that was meant to be a temporary measure. This would be something much different.
This story really goes back to 2005, the first major confrontation between Republicans and Democrats over judicial nominations. George W. Bush was president. The Democrats were in the minority, and Bill Frist was majority leader. And there was blockades going on. The Bush administration wanted their nominees. There was a threat of a nuclear option then. A bunch of senators got together, banded together, and diffused the crisis. Then you got to the fifth year of the Obama presidency, John, 2012 to 2013, when Republicans blockaded a record 79 Obama appointees to the federal court and wouldn't let anyone on the D.C. Court of Appeals. That's the level of the federal courts that really rules on a lot of regulations and federal laws, and a lot of stuff siphons through there to the Supreme Court. Well, Democrats said at that point a record 79 blockades for federal judgeships because it's Obama. That's when Harry Reid decided to invoke a mini nuclear option and change the rules for federal judges who aren't headed for the Supreme Court. So that was the latest chapter. Now, flash forward to this very political moment, I want to play you a little bit of tape to contextualize where we are now, because it's not just about judges, it's about partisanship, and it's about Donald Trump. Here's Mitch McConnell yesterday with his take on the politics of this whole thing.
Democrats are now being pushed by far-left interest groups into doing something truly detrimental to this body and to our country. They seem to be hurtling toward the abyss this time and trying to take the Senate with them. They need to reconsider.
That's Mitch McConnell talking about this political moment. Now, I only got to 2013 in my history, and I didn't mention a name that you're thinking of right now. That name is Judge Merrick Garland, nominated to the Supreme Court last year. Mitch McConnell didn't even give Merrick Garland a hearing, much less a vote. Here's the Democratic leader, Chuck Schumer.
I have just two words for my Republican friends. Merrick Garland. The Republican majority conducted the first partisan filibuster of a Supreme Court pick when their members refused to have hearings for Merrick Garland. In fact, what the Republicans did was worse than a filibuster.
So there's kind of a fig leaf here that Merrick Garland came up during a presidential campaign, but there's been lots of arguments back and forth about whether you do that or don't do that. What Schumer and McConnell are both saying here is that this isn't about Neil Gorsuch, it's about Are we going to change the rules for all time? Is this fight worth this change? And does McConnell have the votes to change the rules?
That's the key question. Yesterday, for the first time, Mitch McConnell said he does have the votes to change the rules. That was not clear until that point, because there are traditionalist Republican senators who have not indicated that they would vote for the rule change, even if they support Neil Gorsuch. John, Republicans in the Senate are in a moment now. It is very clear where in the past they may have backed off a nuclear confrontation and senators would have gotten together behind the scenes, enough of them to circumvent the leadership. That's not happening now. There aren't a lot of footholds, John, between Donald Trump and his sort of anti-conservative populist presidency and conservative voters on the right. He promised over and over a conservative justice in the mold of Antonin Scalia. And it was one of the things, one of the few things that brought conservative voters into the Donald Trump camp. Republicans in the Senate now don't feel like they can risk not approving Neil Gorsuch under any circumstances, because their relationship, Donald Trump's relationship with the conservative right, would be severed. And that's a huge part of what's driving them now toward the nuclear option in the face of a Democratic filibuster.
But it's a heartbreaker for John McCain, who said yesterday it will harm the Senate forever. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
On our Facebook page, people are talking about how much the rules of the Senate are worth to them. Bridget writes, both parties should stop playing stop the other party and start learning how to meet in the middle. It's infuriating that we waited this long for a replacement for Scalia to allow the Republicans to have their way rather than compromise ages ago like they should have. Our elected officials are nothing but overgrown, spoiled children. But Kathy says, I think we should save our ammo for a bigger fight. The Dems just look like petulant children. Someone in Washington needs to be adult. I want to see a fully functioning government for a change. Join that conversation on our Facebook page or just find us on Twitter.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.